After 13 years of service to his fatherland, Super Eagles captain Vincent Enyeama has retired from international football in particularly acrimonious circumstances. This was the culmination of a huge disagreement between the player and Super Eagles coach Sunday Oliseh. Nigerian football fans have fingered Enyeama's decision to retire when he did as the main reason why the Super Eagles went down by 2-0 to the Democratic Republic of Congo in yesterday's international friendly match. While there is plenty of hue and cry over Enyeama's decision, those who know both men very well knew that it was only a matter of time before it boiled over. And already the spotlight has shifted squarely on Sunday Oliseh's suitability for the Super Eagles job and the NFA's decision to hire him in the first place. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on Fans on Friday, we are asking football fans about their thoughts on everything that has transpired in the Super Eagles camp over the last 1 week. Following a huge argument with Super Eagles coach Sunday Oliseh, Nigeria's most capped player and national team captain Vincent Enyeama retired from international football just hours before an international friendly match against the Democratic Republic of Congo. So who is to blame for this sorry situation? Enyeama, Oliseh, or the NFA? Could both men have handled the situation better? And is this karma coming full circle for Sunday Oliseh? Well, today on Fans on Friday, we open our phone lines to ask what you think.
My name is Vincent DK, calling from Ajawu Estate. When you look at the whole thing, my brother, I think if Oliseh should be going this way, I think he will shoot himself on the leg, on the foot. Sincerely speaking, because taking time to look at Vincent, my namesake, you know, story, and sincerely speaking, Oliseh did not exhibit the act of professionalism in this whole issue. This is a guy who is just coming from his mother's burial, you know, who was persuaded by an NFA chairman to go to Belgium, and he shows every other engagement to be at the camp, but to be treated, to be thrown out of it, to be treated the way he was. I mean, it's uncalled for. I don't know. I don't believe this is the managerial skill Oliseh is going to exhibit to handle ego. Please, those of you who are close, you know, in media platforms, should be able to put this message to Oliseh that if he's going to tour this line, sincerely, he will fail.
I'm Emmanuel Ogedeglis, my name. I'm calling from Benin. It's quite unfortunate. In fact, since the day the football has left Kentucky to go, that was the day I know Nigeria is doomed. Because I don't see Sunday Oliseh as a coach that will carry Nigeria forward. The earlier they do away with him, the better. After you watch our match yesterday, yes, Congo, that of Cameroon will be worse. So our football has been playing politics with our football. I don't like it.
Yeah, my name is Thompson. I'm calling from Boulanger right now. The captain Mbang has, you know, he has, as a coach, he has the right to choose his captain. He has the right to give it to whomever he wants to give it to. But the point is, he should have handled it and should have make it more thoroughly instead of humiliating the most decorated player on the pitch. So it was, as I would have just said, it was just all about the coach, that the way he handled it was not proper.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling all the way from Ogbomoso this morning, Thompson.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, this is Kano Christian from Apapa. Yeah, my brother, what I want to comment is Onigbinde's commenting on Complete Sport today. You know, Vincent has have served this nation since 13 years. The comment that Onigbinde was making about Vincent Enyeama and supporting Oliseh is not real, it's not good. Let all those old men leave this country alone if they know that this country will stand together. Enyeama have served because he can perform in one match. then that is why they want Vincent to leave the national team. For my suggestion, let them go and beg Enyama and bring Enyama back into the national team. That is my comment.
My name is Napita Blues for Life from Lagos, but I'll be my way to work, sir. My opinion, to be frank with you, if you listen, this is the downfall of Olise. This is the beginning. Let me tell you one thing, even the president of Nigeria, if Buhari mother died today now, Buhari go lock Asorok, go Katsina. You understand? So I don't see reason why this guy come from Tanzanian game and he was early on camp. He got a call that his mother is dead and he left camp and went to put your man inside mortuary. Then you carry grudges from mine, say you be coach. Which kind of coach you be? After all the call, when you are in Super Eagle, you are too stubborn. The two coaches that coach you, Westerhoff, John Buffalo, complain about you when they were doing this job. Now you came now, you want to bring discipline. Let me tell you, I was so happy that we lost that game. I was so happy that Nyama has retired. And check what will happen now. How can you leave Nyama and give him Musa captain?
I'm calling from Abo. I'm Ben by name. I blame Sunday Olisha because, it's not long that Enyama finished off his mother's funeral. So I don't see the reason why he should tell the security in the camp to push him out from the camp, which is very bad. And now that he quit Eagles, it's going to be very, very much effective to the national team.
Okay, my name is Chiwando Nemechi. I'm calling from Lagos. The issue is that the coach has to be blamed for everything because that is not how to treat human beings. Can you understand? It is disrespect to the player. You invited the player, the president invited him to come to the camp that they needed him after his mother's burial. Okay, he was supposed to be at the service for Thanksgiving service. He abandoned all those things to come to camp just because to serve this country. You understand? Okay, you have any other thing in mind, like you want to leave him from captainship or whatever. You were supposed to call him personally, you understand? And tell him. He didn't do that. You insulted him in front of the player. That's to show that other players have no faith, will not have longer have faith. But they will feel that, and maybe this will happen to me. It will happen to me one day too.
Many thanks to everyone who called in.